revolutionary process. It is the first occasion on which the organized community of nations has made a declaration of human rights and fundamental freedom.
We are always with the poor, with the victims. We are not with the perpetrators. And they see that we are with them, not with the perpetrators, with the powerful people. It's continued.
They have been instrumental in setting standards for member states to establish national human rights institutions. These institutions are key allies and powerful partners for change.
Effective, strong, and independent and pluralistic national human rights institutions represent a shield to defend human rights, supporting some of the world's most vulnerable and marginalized communities.
I've seen the impact that national human rights institutions can have. Reducing torture, improving conditions for people in detention, advocating for the rights of Indigenous peoples, ensuring that disabled people are able to fully participate in society, and making visible the extent of gender-based violence.
They are the rights of people of every colour, from every race, whether or not they have disabilities, citizens or migrants. No matter their sex, their class, or sexual orientation.
NHRIs are instrumental in making the high aspirations of the Universal Declaration a reality. As partners for change, they contribute at the national level to fight impunity by providing individuals with a platform to access justice and to report human rights abuses.
They should act independently. They should not have any interferences from any other person, and they must ensure that they dispense justice without fear, favor.
And it's really important in conflict countries because we need to have NHRIs in the ground in order to be able to promote, protect, and document violation of human rights.
This anniversary year is vital. It's an opportunity to strengthen our collective commitment to address the raft of human rights challenges around the globe, to take stock of the immense progress we have made, and to look to the future.
I also witness the important contribution of NHRs and of GANRI in the international arena. Speaking with integrity in council sessions, NHRIs need to be heard even more. They need to be respected, and they need to be strengthened collectively by the international community.
It is safe to say that the declaration before us may be destined to occupy an honorable place in the procession of positive landmarks in human history.
Supporting national human rights institutions is also an investment in building a better world today and for all our futures.
The Global Alliance of National Human Rights Institutions is our trusted partner in this work, and I thank you.